Ford pilot, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
I'm telling you, my friends, if this is what it is to be poor, God make me poor. I'm telling you, we're at the Poorhouse Picnic put on by the incredible folks at Brasstown Beef, and nothing like talking to the Grand Poobah himself, the man that has spent millions trying to make hundreds, a man who has really taken beef to where beef never thought it could be. It's our great pleasure. The host, along with his wonderful son, Whit, have put on an extraordinary event. It came up under pouring, rainy conditions, and as soon as we got settled in, the clouds separated, and God said, Steve, we shall give you light on the mountain. And it is Steve Whitmire. Congratulations. What an incredible event. You talk about class, my brother. This is class.
Well, thank you, Chef. Kevin, I appreciate it. It's an honor to have you here. I know you came a long ways in absolutely horrible weather conditions to be with us, and it's just, I don't know what to say other than it's a pleasure, and we love doing what we do. We love the farm. Has been in the family 60 years, and we want to keep it that way and be able to do what we like to do and that we think we're good at. And of course, these unbelievable chefs have, I think, really made us look good today. So I'm not sure what else to say. You've seen what we do to try to make the best beef in the business.
Unbelievable. Let's talk a little bit about that. Now, first of all, let's say this. If you want to have a great side trip, my friends, come up to Brasstown. Come up to Brasstown, North Carolina. Come up to Ridgefield. Look online. Get the directions. GPS will lead you right to the door. But they've got a store here, a general store, where you can get the beef and you can get the pork and you can see the incredible, beautiful Smoky Mountains in the background. This is a day trip you will never forget. And more importantly, if you get the honor and privilege to meet Steve and Whit Whitmire, they really know what good food is all about. And in fact, the crew is already chowing down. Emily is working on the, what is that?
Pork belly.
Pork belly. Oh, my God. Well, let's leave the swine for a while. And let's talk about what has really become the signature for top quality beef in the South. And now it's trying to stretch across the country. Unfortunately for you, you only have so many acres.
That's true. there are a limited number of acres. We do practice optimal agricultural practices to ensure that we have adequate grass and resources and never abuse them. We do have relationships with other farmers. I'm known throughout the beef industry. And so basically, people that use our genetics, which is always the front end of anything, is to have the right combination of bite and flavor and texture or tenderness. And so we're really known for our genetics in the cattle business. And it's as we, one of our, what we say in our, on our sale catalog to cattle people is the best bulls make the finest beef. And so we start there, Kevin. And so we probably will, we've got some folks in Virginia that want to affiliate with us. I actually got a long-term friend of mine in Yoder, Colorado, and another one in Seguin, Texas. And so they'll adapt our standards and so that we can probably take our Brasstown Beef national brand.
Well, you know, and we saw the amazing way and the science that you put into this beef. You know, the toughest thing, I grew up around, my dad's law partner had raised corn-fed Black Angus beef on his farm in northern Illinois. Incredible. But you never knew year to year how consistent it was going to be. But due to the science that you've taken and literally turned it into a science, I was sitting there looking. I was admiring some of your cows, saying that's going to be a heck of a piece of meat. And on their first ultrasound, they were awesome out to shoot.
Yeah, that's the genetics paying off on the when that first ultrasound, and you see the marbling characteristics and the tenderness characteristics that we're starting to measure. That it starts there, and then the fact they're always on grass, they're always relaxed, they're always able to live a very leisurely life is also a part of the formula. You know, absolute consideration for that animal's optimum animal welfare. It's we're all on the planet together. We're all going to die sooner or later. I really want to live like my cattle live, die with that premonition as suddenly and painlessly as they do. And so I have no problem with raising them and eating them because they live a wonderful life.
They really do. In fact, with my size, I'm ready for my first ultrasound. In fact, when I asked Kathy if she would give it to me, I said I wanted to know how much fat was on my rump roast. And she said, no, we're not going there. But Kathy is really part of the team, and it's really a team effort here.
Yeah, she's the only one that hasn't aged. She's been a member of our team for 10 years.
Ten years.
She does all of our bulls, all of our cows. I mean, all of our bulls, all of our heifers, and all of the stock for Brasstown Beef.
I got to tell you, if I were a cow and I had to get lathered up with vegetable oil, she'd be the one I'd want. But that being said, takes it very seriously. And you all have this. I mean, this is literally a science. You can tell from the back fat to the size of the ribeye to the tenderness. You can measure and gauge things. And this is really where genetics plays a huge, because there's not much you can do about the tenderness, because people think the more fat, the more tender. Got nothing to do with it.
Exactly. Completely disassociated. Irrelevant. It is, it's the muscle fibers and how they act and so forth, how they interact with each other and the plane, the angle of them. And so all of that you can measure, and if you can measure it, you can manage it, and then over time genetically from year to year to year, we work, use that data to, again, have the finest bulls to make the finest beef.
We watched four go through the chute and get their first ultrasound, and every one of them, most stores would die to have.
And
taking nothing away from the big box supermarket stores and the big stores, they're more about selling for price. They're more selling to the masses who really aren't that persnickety. But I'll tell you what, if you ate the beef that we've had today at Brasstown.
Now,
short ribs are not, I mean, I can give them or take, man, even, and that's a tough thing to do well, but when you start with an incredibly tender piece of meat, it makes things really that much easier. And I'm telling you, Emily kept telling me, there are two more courses. And I said, yeah, well, there's more ribs. And I started chowing down, and all of a sudden I got through the last one, and I go, oh, God, there's how many more courses? But it's all about the tenderness.
And the
fat adds the flavor, of course.
Yeah. No, it is. And the marbling actually adds the flavor. You can have back fat, believe it or not, and not have marbling. Or you can actually work it the other way, which we do work on. Less waste fat, meaning back fat, and better marbling. And so that works out. And the two breeds we use, Bronve and Angus, the Swiss breed Bronve is known for very uniform marbling, larger ribeyes, less back fat, and then the Angus together that has great marbling. And so together make a wonderful combination. We think make the best beef.
You're not going to get an argument here, and you're talking to some of the best chefs, and you're really exploding in Asheville. And Asheville is really exploding on the culinary scene.
Yeah, it is. There's some excellent chefs from Asheville, and we had at this event, we had two of the outstanding chefs in Asheville. One of them, Adam Hayes from the Grand Bohemian, won the North Carolina Best Dish Award last year for the whole state, going to cook at the James Beard Foundation in September using Brasstown beef. The other one, William Dyson, the Marketplace, won the Fortune Best Chef, Fortune Magazine Best Chef, flew him out to San Diego last year. He's exquisite. Then we've got two top chefs from Atlanta, Matt Richardson and Craig Richards. And, you know, it's just the best of the best. I mean, I love it. And they're up here on my turf. I built the fire. I built the pits. I actually sawed all the hickory. I did it on Saturday. I built the fire. I started lit the fire this morning at 6 o'clock. Let it burn down for these chefs so it could be just what they needed.
Man, you and your son, Whit, and I have to give a shout-out to Whit. Whit really, he's been running around like a cat in a hot tin roof. It is great to see the young and the more seasoned. The father goes, it's okay, son, I got this. And he's going, would you take this, Dad? Would you take this? But let me tell you something. It's that kind of attention to detail. It's that kind of appreciation for the vendors. It's that kind of appreciation for your customers that he's learned at a young age, which means the acorn didn't fall too far from the tree, I'm thinking.
Well, I hope so. I think that's the case. And he takes our marketing and PR a whole nother level beyond me.
Well, one thing is for certain, my friends. If you want the best beef for your family, for your friends, if you want the best beef for, what the heck, even your in-laws, then you need to get Brass Town Beef. If you don't care, then feed them store-bought stuff and say the Brass Town for you. Because the prices aren't that much different. The quality is immeasurably better.
And all the whole food stores in the South, basically, and, you know, then in a lot of the finer restaurants through, you know, Cisco and Buckhead Beef.
And if you ever happen to be in a Whole Foods, you see a gentleman in a big white hat cooking up food with a beautiful southern draw, it's no doubt Steve Whitmire, and he's pumping out the Brass Town Beef. More food, more fun, more celebration of good life. Kicking it up, smelling it out, and chowing down and opening up the belt notch. Right here high atop Ridgefield Mountain in the Smoky Mountains, and his chef and a fat man, the Blue Collar Chefs, taking it to the streets of Brass Town, North Carolina.